The Four Insights Radio Show.
This is the Fallen Fives radio show, the expanded world of the Fall.
Ladies and gentlemen, 9:30 presents from England, The Fall.
Thank you.
cleaners and M&M chocolate treats and a head priest. Or a time trail of grease. Or some feast, head priest. Got my last clean dirty shirt out of the wardrobe. And if the good people knew, they'd say. And if the good people knew, they'd say. Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, threw my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid playing with a can that he was kicking. Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone's frying chicken. And Lord, it took me back to something that I lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl that he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to the song they were singing. Then I headed down the street and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like a disappearing dream of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying
lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk. And Sunday morning coming down.
Welcome to the Fall in Fives radio show. We opened episode 5 with Hip Priest, recorded at the 930 Club in Washington, D.C. in June 1981. And after that was Johnny Cash with Sunday Morning Coming Down. That song, written by Chris Christopherson, features a line echoed in Hip Priest: I fumbled in my closet through my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Smith was very fond of a spot of country music, of course, and he had a particular liking for trucking songs. One of his favourites was Little Diesel Driving Devil by Don Bowman, and that song was played as part of Smith's appearance on the Vinyl Justice segment of the Adam and Joe show, in which he even danced to it, sort of.
My daddy was a truck driver, big and strong. He was hoping for a son. Then I came along, he said, my boy will grow up to be a truck driving man. Well, I grew up, and here I am.
He's the fastest thing alive when he puts that truck in overdrive.
The safest thing for you to do is hide.
Little diesel driving devil. Stand back. You're right in the center line. I got the biggest, prettiest truck on the road. The grill and the bumpers are 12-karat gold. Blue sidewall tires and spoke-tub caps. Twin radio aerials and pink mud flaps. When people see me coming, boy, they get off the road. Take one look, they don't even want close. In the front and the back, there's big neon lights. Flash on and off and say, dynamite!
She's the bestest thing alive.
Safest thing for you to do is hide.
Little diesel driving devil. Everybody in the ditch. This little old lady was stopped for a light, so I sneaked up close until our bumpers were tight. I let all five of them big air horns roar. Bless her heart, blew her through the top of the car. On a long haul in this truck of mine, I got in the middle of the road and just follow that line. Never waste time counting sheep. I just open that throttle up and go to sleep.
He's the fastest thing alive when he puts that truck in overdrive.
The safest thing for you to do is hide.
That's right. Little diesel driving devil.
Don Bowman's Little Diesel Driving Devil. MES's appearance on the Adam and Joe show was actually filmed at Adam Buxton's flat, as Smith refused to use his own house. It apparently cost the duo 200 quid and a great deal of booze to get him to appear at all. Something a bit more contemporary now. This is the remix of Dedication Not Medication that appeared on the 2016 EP Wise Old Man.
We'll be right back. I said, if you need a loving, then I'll travel. Oh, I said, if you need a loving, then
Following the Dedication remix, you heard two songs by The Sonics, Have Love Will Travel and Psycho. Both were taken from their 1965 debut, Here Are The Sonics. And there are several excellent pieces of ragged garage rock just like those on the LP, although, as was the way back then, it's rather padded out with obvious covers like Walking the Dog and Good Golly Miss Molly. One of the best tracks on it is Strychnine, which of course The Fall covered for their 16th Peel session in 1993. They never made another studio recording of the song, but they did play it live well over 100 times. Speaking of ragged, here's an interesting version of The Colosseum, recorded in Cambridge in October 1985.
Are you a fan of The Fall?
Yeah, you know. Yeah. I mean, pretty damn relentless, that fella, isn't he?
He is, yeah, he is.
It's a band you can waltz in and out of and just pick up the latest or whatever.
Yeah.
But as for, like, trying to keep up with his continual output,
yeah,
I mean, that's a catalogue and three quarters.
Yeah.
Every day it seems like a new album, Fall.
Yeah.
I know it's like it's almost perpetual motion with the same song, but I don't mind that at all. So I love the Cramps too, and I don't know why I'm relating the two, but I feel the same vibe about it.
Yeah, they have that sort of similar drum beat sometimes, and they're quite riffy as well, those sort of misanthropic riffs.
Oh, it's a wonderful place to put your head in.
We'll be right back.
Pop Tones by Public Image, an alternative mix that appeared on the 2016 deluxe edition of Metal Box, and that was preceded by Mr. Lydon himself talking about The Fall. The recording of the Colosseum that you heard before that is taken from the 2003 live LP The Idiot Joy Show. It was compiled by Mike Bennett, who co-produced Cerebral Caustic and Light User Syndrome, sang on Cheetham Hill and made occasional appearances as backing vocalist. And it's one of those where the sleeve notes and track listing are riddled with errors, but it's an interesting listen nonetheless. Okay, it's my favourite Fall song time now, and this week's guest is Caroline McKenzie. Caroline has written about The Fall, and very stylishly too, under the name Hip Priestess, and is a recording artist in her own right.
My name is Caroline McKenzie, and my favourite Fall song is Autotech Pilot. I can remember hearing it for the first time. One of my school friends had bought Ben Sinister on cassette, and we sat in his bedroom absolutely riveted. The bass line just draws you right in, and all these other sounds just start appearing all around it, as if they're kind of trying to sort of sneak up on Steve Hanley and try and overwhelm him. And just when it looks like they're going to manage, he just hits the accelerator. The track goes into double the pace it was. Wollstonecraft starts hammering at his kick drum. Marquis Smith turns up sounding panicky and feverish. Everything the song does is unexpected. Everything it does is surprising. But what they capture is something that is absolutely unusual, but absolutely natural. At the same time, it doesn't sound contrived. It just sounds as if this is what they do. And I was 13 when I first heard the song, and I think it was the one that nailed down that this was something truly special.
Just to fire out!
Many thanks to Caroline. A great choice of song. There are several of Caroline's albums, both under her name and as Beth Grips, available on Bandcamp. And if you like a spot of dark ambient drone, then they're highly recommended. The Cog Sinister label was set up in 1987, after the rights to some of the Fall's early songs reverted to Smith. The idea was that re-releases of the Fall's older material would finance those by new talent and neglected geniuses that Smith would identify himself using his supposed precognitive powers, hence the label name. In the end, however, hardly any non-Fall material was released on Cog Sinister, although a various artist compilation did come out in 1988. It was called the Disparate Cogscienti, or at least that's what the spelling suggests, although it's possible it's meant to say Cognoscenti. Anyway, whatever its title, here are two tracks from it.
Didn't seem to bother. not a politician. They think I'm a mole sent on some spying mission.
Two songs from the Disparate Cogscienti, or Disparate Cognoscenti, or whatever it happens to be called, compilation. The first was Olé Spain by the Hamsters, and the second was Pseudo Drama Time by the Next Step. Next up is Janet vs. Johnny, an alternative version of Janet, Johnny and James from the Real New Ford LP that appeared on the Fall vs. 2003 EP.
What if all the world's carroted and mashed into your islands, nepotism? It's me and you through your column, Janet and Jody. James, crash your mind, crash your mind. Eager smuggling positive with appointments, you never make it. Janet and Jody and James, crush your mind, crush your mind. Weak men with too much power dream about the door. A weakened person. The discarded columns form a circle on your rubbish thrones. What if all the world carried to the happens all the time. Janet and Jody and James, crush your mind, crush your mind.
Well, that's about it for this week. Remember that you can find me on Twitter at The Fallen Fives, and that there are links to my blogs on my Mixcloud profile. Also, if you want to make a My Favourite Four song recording, then email me on thefallenfives@mail.com. To finish, a track from Interim, the 2004 collection of live and rehearsal recordings. This is What About Us. Thanks for listening.
I frolicked in the park all night. I frolicked. driver got caught on transstation. I was a rabbit, safe and sound. I could deal with this. But then I was frolicking at night. I saw a newspaper. There was a man going round all the time. He was dishing out morphine and dishing it out left and right. So I say to you in Great Britain, why don't you get it right, all right? You may not like this. With your sluggish green grass, I was very happy in Cologne. I was very happy in East Germany. And in North Manchester, I would frolic around all night. I could live with it. And I had to stay awake all night. I was not very happy. I got used to Great Britain. Please don't get me wrong.
I was sort of happy. I became an immigrant, and I was sort of happy. I could frolic in the rain of Monday in Northern England. I had trouble.
Radio show.